with a history glamorized for decades on the silver screen, most notably by the 1979 blockbuster Escape from Alcatraz, starring Clint Eastwood, depicting an iconic real-life prison break by inmates Frank Morris and brothers Clarence and John Anglin a year before The Rock closed in 1963.
Get up, Morris. It's moving day. I said get up, Morris. Open up 109. Morris, I said get up.
Jesus Christ.
Again, I think a lot of people look at Alcatraz, they kind of know the stories from the movies when it was a federal prison and then don't really know it's related to indigenous people.
Wendy Holliday is a former archivist for the Hopi Cultural Preservation Office.
When I was doing the research and I lived on the reservation and I was a tribal employee, 100 years after those men were imprisoned at Alcatraz, the story was still so resonant as though it had just happened yesterday.
As much as Alcatraz is about uncommon criminals, it's also associated with boarding schools.
Some of the stories that people would tell me that they had heard kind of passed down was just about the trauma for them and for their family members who were left behind, wondering what happened.
And once she started, Holliday couldn't stop telling that side of the story.
It's not just that they were imprisoned, but they were taken from their ancestral land that was absolutely vital to their spiritual practice and well-being. It was a story that was still very much alive, and I think still today.
Amber Rose Howard is with CURB, Californians United for a Responsible Budget, a coalition of more than 80 groups organizing against prisons across the Golden State.
Of course, Alcatraz is just a non-starter. There's no drinking water, no utilities, no infrastructure. It's hard to tell what's a real threat and what's just fear-mongering. But at this time, I think that we should be taking everything he's saying seriously.
If not Alcatraz, Howard says, undocumented people are likely next to be sent somewhere else. Empty prisons that ICE has been eyeing, even in Blythe along the Arizona-California border.
But I don't think it stops there. It starts with folks who are undocumented, and then it will continue to spill over into disappearing people from underserved, marginalized communities who are Black, who are Brown, who are Indigenous, who don't fit the agenda.
For National Native News, I'm Gabriel Piatarazzo.